As America sees Special Counsel Robert Mueller's redacted Russia report, U.S. President Trump is claiming exoneration, but it's not that simple. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
This morning, the president celebrated what he called a good day.
No collusion, no obstruction.
While Bob Mueller's report does say there's no evidence of a Trump campaign conspiracy with Russia,
the special counsel made clear that he did not exonerate the president.
House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler says there are several examples of Trump attempts to obstruct the investigation. Mueller essentially says aides saved him by refusing to play along and sabotaging the probe. The long-awaited report provides closure in one sense, but also opens a new round of partisan fighting. Democrats are insisting both on seeing Mueller on Capitol Hill and getting his entire unredacted report. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Democratic and Republican lawmakers had sharply differing reactions to Thursday's release of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said Democrats are attacking Attorney General Bill Barr because they won't accept the report's findings.
I trust Bill Barr. I think it's rather laughable to see them turn their guns on him. But that's all they're left with, frankly, is to go after him. It's some kind of ad hominem attack.
Connecticut Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal said that Mueller needs to testify before Congress.
This report is far from the end of the inquiry that this country needs and deserves. It is the beginning of another chapter.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler has said that he wants Mueller to testify as soon as possible. Again, Democratic and Republican lawmakers having sharply differing reactions to Thursday's release of the special counsel's report. This is VOA News. In Libya, 2 weeks of attacks continued with mortar shells crashing down on a residential area southwest of the capital of Tripoli Thursday. The attacks in the district of Al Suwani occurred a day after 7 people were killed when rockets struck the heavily populated area, which the Libyan National Army, or LNA, led by Commander Khalifa Haftar, has been trying to seize. Some local residents blamed Haftar's forces for the attacks, an accusation the LNA has denied. The violence deepens the chaos that has gripped the North African country since dictator Muammar Gaddafi was toppled in 2011. Tensions continue to escalate between Turkey and the United States over the procurement of Russian missiles. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence warned this month that Turkey's future in NATO could be at risk if Ankara takes delivery of Russian S-400 missiles. It drew an angry response from Turkish presidential spokesman Ibrahim Kalin. Washington claims that the S-400 missiles, which are due to be delivered in July, pose a security threat to NATO military systems in Turkey, in particular America's latest fighter jet, the F-35. Russia is developing the S-400 system to counter the F-35's stealth technology. France Thursday paid a day-long tribute to the firefighters who saved the famed Notre-Dame Cathedral from destruction. French President Emmanuel Macron hailed them as exemplary. They were also made honorary citizens of Paris. We get more from Lisa Bryan reporting from the capital for VOA.
To the music of Bach and words of Victor Hugo, hundreds of Parisians and tourists gathered in front of City Hall Thursday to honor 600 firefighters who battled the Notre Dame inferno. The cathedral loomed just across the Seine River, blackened and crippled, but largely intact.
Il est 2h du matin. Le feu est éteint. Notre Dame est debout.
Interior Minister Christophe Castaner outlined the arc of the blaze that started Monday evening. He described the massive heat as the firefighters battled the flames. Experts say saving Notre Dame and its most priceless treasures came down to a matter of minutes. Nobody was killed in the blaze, and key parts of the cathedral, including its bell towers and rose windows, remain intact. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Do the right thing and vote yes. Red signs and banners draped on buildings across Cairo with no noticeable public opposition. The pro-government advertising is calling for constitutional changes that could allow Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi to stay in office until 2030. The Egyptians outside the country will begin casting ballots Friday, and voting will begin nationally Saturday, less than a week after Parliament approved the measure. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Best music today.